I was a little bit more optimistic in setting the time, but of course, we have to make sure the texts are updated in order for us to proceed to adopting the outcomes of our work. We are now resuming in informal session to review the report of what we have just agreed upon before then returning to formal session to adopt our submissions for New York. In the interest of time, we're going to show the text on screen. They are being copied as we speak and will be circulated in printed version as soon as those are available. In fact, it's actually literally warm off the press, not hot. We will have, as you will have seen, and I remind that CRP2 has been circulated in updated form each day. So the changes to CRP2 in the Rev3 version, which follows the Rev2 which you got this morning, will reflect our final outcomes today and some suggested amendments in the language of the introduction and other elements of the text. We'll also look at the resolution L1, the report which would be in L1 that will be transmitted as well. So what I'm going to ask that we do is go through the pages on screen. We are again now not in negotiating mode. We are merely checking to see that what you agreed is what is reflected in the text before you. So I would ask that we scroll to the introduction. And I'm going to read until the text comes so that it will be easier. The working group discussed questions related to the definition of global indicators to effectively measure progress towards the achievement of the 7 global targets of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction and, as relevant, the SDGs, as well as of suitable terminology in disaster risk reduction to facilitate the implementation of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction and foster cooperation across nations, sectors, and stakeholders. Furthermore, the working group discussed questions related to the implementation and use of the global indicators, including states' data readiness review, data disaggregation, baselines definition, and development of technical guidance for the use of the Sendai Framework Monitor, as well as to the importance of reporting on disaster risk investments. Further to the discussions, the working group recommended the following global indicators for the 7 global targets of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction 2015-2030 and terminology relating to disaster risk reduction as contained in annexes 1 and 2 of this present CRP. That's the introduction. Then the annex, of course, will need to reflect what we have just discussed. Global Target A, you're very familiar with this, is there any difficulty with the manifestation of the text here? There is none. Global Target B. Is there any missing or injured indicator? Okay, Global Target C. We need to remove the brackets from around including services. Okay, global target D. Scrolling down. Continuing. Global target E. Global target F. Sorry, is that too fast? Please scroll a little bit more slowly. Okay, have we F1 to F6? Okay, F7 and F8. G, global target G. Okay. Now follow-up and operationalization of the indicators. I think you are now receiving the text, so you can turn to page 6. You have had the basic elements of this earlier. I think Cuba had made a number of comments which are now reflected in the amendment. I will allow a couple of minutes for reading. Japan?